So here's the thing. Anytime you set a goal, from an NLP point of view, that goal needs to be set so it's what we call well-formed. It needs to be set in a way that it is well-formed. Essentially, the goal should be stated in positive terms. And we didn't cover this before you wrote your goals. By the way, you may want to go back and rewrite your goals. If not all of your goals were stated in positive terms, you may want to go back and rewrite them. The second thing is the goal initiated and maintained by the client? Is it something that it begins with you, that you can maintain it, and that you can complete it? I mean, probably you're going to be working with some other people, obviously, but are you sufficiently in charge of that? Number three, specific sensory space-based description of the outcome and the steps needed to get there. So, what is the outcome? In other words, as we said on page 10, what will you see, hear, and feel when you have it? And I think number three here also includes the steps needed to get there. So, what is it you need to do to get to that place? What will you need to do to get to that place? Number four, is it ecological? Now, here's the interesting thing about ecology, and I'd like to talk about ecology for just a moment if I could. I think personally that there are four levels to ecology. And the way I like to think of ecology is this. It seems to me that something is ecological if it works for you. So the question you could ask yourself for ecology is, what will happen to me if I accomplish this? If there are some things that might happen to you or that could happen to you that you're not happy with, you're not going to be as congruent about getting the outcome. And let me define the word congruent. Let me define that word congruent. Congruent means that all of your systems are go with regards to that outcome. In other words, it means that you don't have any little niggling doubts, little self-talk inside your head that says, oh, but you can't have that, or oh, you shouldn't have that, or this or that. Or so congruent means I am totally aligned inside myself, that all your IRs, all the internal representations say go. Everything says go. And that's for yourself. Now, the next thing is we need to begin to look outside ourselves, because ecology is not just the study of what's up with us. Ecology is also the study of, hey, what's going to happen with the rest of the people in my life? So we probably ought to look at, in addition to self, what's going to happen to the people around us. And the people around us, if you're setting a business goal, the people around us are the people in your business, or the people in your category or your career, in that area. Or it's your family. What's going to happen to your family, the people you love, the people you live with? What's going to happen to them if you get this goal? Then the next level of ecology is societal. Like, what's going to happen to the society if I get this goal? And of course, this will put us into the question of is what I'm going to do legal, ethical, and moral? And of course, those are all issues which probably it would be a good idea to pay attention to, to pay attention to before you actually get to the point of having to pay attention to them. And then the final part of ecology for me, and this is just me, I think that we should be paying attention to the planet today. So the fourth level of ecology for me is if I get this goal, is it good for the planet? Now, not a lot of people have paid enough attention to that, in my opinion. So I think when you're setting an outcome or setting goals, that you should pay attention to all of those. Number five, that there's more than one way to get the outcome. I think that you should pay attention to having other ways to get the outcome than simply one way. Number six, that the first step is specified and it's achievable. And finally, number seven, does it increase choice? An outcome which decreases our choice is not really well specified. The problem with having an outcome that decreases choice is that it's something that is not well formed in the sense that it doesn't make it really easy to achieve that goal. Now let's go back to page 7.